Communities from China and Japan have pledged to make further contributions to boost their friendship between the two countries. The pledge came after a meeting between Tian Jiachun, the head of the China-Japan Friendship Association, and Tomichi Murayama, the former Japanese Prime Minister. Tang said it is the two sides' best interest to maintain healthy development of bilateral relations, while Murayama said he hopes his visit could enhance communications between the two peoples and governments.
The relationship between China and Japan doesn't only relate to the two countries, but also affects the peace and stabilization of Asia. I hope our two countries can develop dialogues in more areas, including economy.
Tomichi Murayama is the third highest-ranking Japanese politician visiting China in less than 1 month, following the former Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama and Natsu Yamaguchi, the leader of Japan's New Kometo Party. Murayama was the first Japanese Prime Minister to apologize for Japan's past wrongdoings in 1995 at the 50th anniversary of the end of World War II. Yang Shiyu, with the China Institute of International Studies, said that the frequent high-level exchanges show that there is a balanced force in Japanese politics.
Extreme rightism has been making noise in Japan's politics recently, but there also exists a pragmatic attitude seeking a stabilizing relations between China and Japan, if it's not advancing bilateral ties. We should watch it closely whether the current strategy can be adopted as Japanese government policy.
Meanwhile, the chairman of the Japan-China Friendship Association, Koichi Kato, is also in Beijing. He said enhancing the friendly sentiments between the two peoples could help improve the relationships between the two countries.